Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Connect with the Matt and Ramona Showcast via Facebook and Twitter. Find out more at 1079thelink.com.
You're listening to Off Air with Matt and Ramona.
Welcome back to the pod. Thanks for being here. Ramona's out. We are joined by Brigitte Mack on this episode.
Be Mack on the mic. Thanks for having me.
We are glad that you're here. Appreciate that. We have Eric Kelly II and Squatch Maxwell is here as well. You can reach us on Matt and Ramona Facebook page. Please, at the end of this, rate, comment, share, all that stuff, and hit us up on the Matt and Ramona Facebook page when you get a chance. One of the things that we talked, but we didn't have a lot of time on air to get into it, was you guys for some reason are appalled that I would eat cold mac and cheese.
I love how you set it up. Like, there's something wrong with us.
Right.
There is.
Versus, it's really you who's a bit strange in this regard.
Well, when I'm
cold mac and cheese?
Cold, yes. Because do you really want to spend all that time putting it in the microwave?
All that time? you're reheating. And hello, a lovely invention called the microwave.
Okay, so you've got at least 2 minutes of work.
No, you don't.
By the time you scoop
sir.
It out, put it on a plate, take the plate, put it in the microwave, cook it for 30 seconds, take it out, blow on it.
Or you could just let it cool in the microwave.
Now you go. Oh, now you're crazy.
What do you mean?
Because, and you said that sometimes you just like to take a spoon, couple of spoonfuls, right?
Yeah.
So you're not really trying to get a helping or serving.
No, sometimes just to, take out the container, because I know that my family in general won't eat leftovers, so I'll scoop a couple scoops out and just shove it back in there.
Which is just crazy talk.
Because so
I love leftovers.
Like, why?
Yeah, you're double dipping.
Right.
Yeah. No one knows.
I would say it's COVID, but your family doesn't.
To the audience, he takes that one spoon and then he puts
that's like
it
backwash.
In.
Right. I mean, that's
puts
the
it in
equivalent.
That cold macaroni.
Probably my
puts
backwash.
It in his mouth, puts it back in the cold macaroni.
And why would you dis macaroni and cheese like that? Like,
right.
You
got
need
beef?
To eat it warm.
Yeah, yes.
Unless you're talking about. And, fight me on this, whatever, that Kraft mac and cheese.
Oh, if my kids have any leftover Kraft, I will eat that like 4 hours later, but still sitting there. I'll finish
and you'll
it
eat
off.
It cold?
Yeah, I'll finish off what's in that little cup or whatever.
Ew.
It's hard to throw it away.
What do you mean?
Well, usually what'll happen is I'll stand over the trash can, right, as I'm about to throw it out, and I'll be scooping in the last few scoops, and somebody in the family will be like, what are you doing eating over the trash? I'm like, I just couldn't throw it away. It looks so good.
Let's be clear, E. This guy who's saying, this Kraft mac and cheese looks so good after it's been sitting out for 4 hours is the same person who ate jelly and butter sandwiches as a child because he didn't like peanut butter.
I didn't like peanut butter, so put regular butter and jelly, and then if I had anything heavy on top of that, to smash it because I liked it smashed.
So what you're saying was as a kid you had high cholesterol, because that's what it sounds like.
We've been through that road about all the crap that I ate.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. The fact that you're still here with the pulse is kind of miraculous.
But it was, it was tasty. It wasn't like I ate a lot and I was active. I don't know. It was good. I don't eat much butter these days.
Okay. What other foods besides like pizza, right? I think we could all agree that cold pizza is okay.
I don't like cold pizza. I like that to be warm.
Out of all things that you don't like in this world,
cold pizza is one
of them.
Like, you're the anomaly. You really are the odd man out
cold
with that.
Spaghetti.
Yes.
Cold lasagna.
Ugh. Cold chicken.
Cold steak. You might want to be careful about cold meats like that. That's not
potatoes.
A cold cut.
No, cold meats are good. Well, I mean, they're not like it's sitting out, but even if it did, cold mashed potatoes, cold, good.
Okay, this
cold
is
gravy.
Just ridiculous.
Cold just gravy? Ridiculous.
It's congealed. Congealed. I was about to say it's congealed, but he likes
cold gravy. Has the little white spots and stuff.
Stir it.
Stirring? that's your suggestion?
I wish you could see our faces.
Yo,
like, it just seems like, I mean, sometimes I'll warm it up. It's not like I'm a...
Oh, it's just such
it.
An arduous task.
It's an arduous task.
To warm things up in the microwave.
But the fun, weird thing is I will take my time with warming up pizza and I will put it...
Do you have a toaster oven?
Yeah, but I will put... No, this is better than pizza. Pizza in a frying pan with a little bit of water and a lid. It comes back to life. It's amazing. I learned it from TikTok, and I now love it.
Yo, you have to wait for the stove.
Wait.
Okay, we're on the, let's go.
Because you're not going to do a microwave.
Okay.
But you will get out a frying pan. Heat up the eye.
Because the eye takes how many?
I mean, it takes some time to warm up.
It takes at least.
Then you got to put a little water. And you,
water.
You would deign to take the time to find a lid?
Yes. I don't mess with my pizza.
No, he had to go across the kitchen to the sink.
And dude won't even put some macaroni and cheese in a little ramekin or a microwave safe bowl.
Right.
Yeah.
But he has time for a skillet, a top, and water.
And won't eat hot pancakes. Hotcakes.
Cold wings, cold ribs, cold everything.
Cold wings?
Get out.
Don't be disrespectful.
Get out.
This is no longer the Matt Ramona off-air podcast.
I'm sorry. I'm going to have to revoke your speaking privileges.
You said it's not I think it's very respectful that I don't cook those little wings anymore. They're like, please don't cook me again,
They've
sir.
They've already been cooked.
Eat me cold.
You're just warming them up.
Yeah. I think you guys are missing out. And it's not like I even like it that much better. It's not like that. But it's just...
It's lazy.
It's good enough to not go through the extra steps.
No, but, it's lazy.
But it's laziness. I mean, let's call a spade a spade.
I'm a busy man. I got things to do. I got places
I don't
to
know
go.
About
what
that.
What you
got
to do?
And Yanla said, let's call a thing a thing. It's laziness.
Yeah. I've got limited time maybe to lay on my couch or something. I got to hurry.
Limited time to lay on my couch.
But now if there's a pizza involved.
Oh, Emerald.
Yeah.
We are going to take the time. Just call him Emerald.
Yep.
Now,
let me one of those folks on the kitchen. Yes.
Right. Now, I want to be very clear. I am going to try this treat for the pizza, though, because it does sound like it could be something.
It does. But you know what I like to do? I like to take the piece of pizza and run it just a little bit underwater so it's already, just a little bit, just a dash. And then I wrap it in foil and put it in the toaster oven, and that brings it back to life, too.
Girl, I thought she was about to tell us you put it in the microwave.
I know.
Also, Magina just wants to blow up.
No. Not with the foil.
Okay.
So just like a little, not even a,
yeah, I know.
Not a stream of water, but not drops either. So in between. And just, especially across the crust.
It does that.
Because, it reawakens it, and it even makes it kind of crunchy like it was when you got it.
I do that with my leftover rice for Chinese. You know, like the water.
That's cold. That's got to go colder. No, I'm kidding. Rice, I do have to warm up because it's hard. It's like
you, sir, are crossing some lines.
I do eat
this
leftover Chinese.
This is too many things.
That's so nasty.
It's already in the styrofoam. It's ready to go, and I don't want to cook the styrofoam because it bends up in the microwave. So you just got it. It's already in the container. Chow down.
Cold Chinese food.
Blah.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
You haven't tried it, have you? You
might like
it. That's why we warmed it up.
Right. It was like, nah,
unless the noodles came cold. Like, you know, you can order cold sesame noodles. That's acceptable. Mm-hmm. But you are saying that, like, lo mein, you're just going to...
Yeah, I could eat that. Yeah, I do sometimes, yeah.
Nope.
I mean, what's a...
Nope.
Okay.
No Next. More!
Next.
No more!
Next.
You guys said you enjoy breakfast in bed. That's another food thing we disagree on.
And that's crazy, because he's like, the tray doesn't fit, then you gotta cut things, you got crumbs.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
clean up
what
the
kind
crumbs?
Of janky tray do you have in your house? Because, honey, mine is made to go over the lap.
I'm telling you, if there's any cutting...
In bed.
If I'm gonna eat breakfast in bed, it cannot involve any cutting.
Yeah. So, what are you gonna have, like cold cereal?
Cold cereal, a donut, something like that.
A donut. That's your idea of breakfast. That's a snack.
Yeah, but I'm not going to eat pancakes and
what?
Waffles and
some waffles?
Bacon and stuff like bacon.
Little
maybe.
Crisp bacon?
Maybe bacon.
Eggs,
with a hand.
Scrambled with cheese?
I'm
a mimosa?
Bro.
Oh, okay,
God.
Any liquid
Hello,
is fine.
Lover.
So I'm confused. Liquid is okay, but foods aren't.
But cutting is not.
Because you have more of a chance to spill the liquid than you do
he
with the food.
You put that on the nightstand. So
right.
We would need a tray.
Exactly.
That's what he's saying.
It's on a tray. Yeah, it's on the nightstand, so it's solid. However, I barely lift up my head sometimes.
So that's your problem. Again, you're being lazy. He don't want
to. Let's call a thing a thing.
Okay, because with him, he's like, the tray, he doesn't want to sit up in the bed in order to eat
it. And rocking around.
Rocking around.
I want to go downstairs.
It's a bed, not a boat. What are you envisioning here?
I prefer to be sitting and
you are sitting technically. What are you talking about?
Like a nice
fix it, Jesus.
Yeah. Like you're sitting up.
And then
like,
you're chasing your egg around, and it's
the way I'm sitting in this chair.
Eric is still trying to explain it to this man.
I just don't like, get it.
No.
It's literally the come to Jesus moment that we're trying to have is not working.
Well, it's good because my wife doesn't do it. Like I told you, don't even bother with
it. Don't do it. You'd like to come downstairs.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
I mean,
does she like breakfast in bed?
Not particularly, I don't think.
You don't think?
I'll bring her coffee or something like
that. Give me something that you know about your wife.
First of all, we don't get to be, you know, we feel like we got to get up at some point or something. Kids are running around.
How old are your kids again?
16 and 11. So, yeah. They can,
okay, so they
don't
can
need me, but,
well look after themselves.
Yeah,
so if you guys wanted to sleep in.
Yeah.
And I know sleeping, the definition of sleeping in changes once you become a parent.
Yeah, but even,
I totally get still, that.
Yeah, but I want to sleep right to, I want to be in that bed comfy in the last possible second.
Uh-huh.
So if you bring me breakfast in bed, now I got to be in bed a little bit.
We're not even talking about you anymore.
And I can't
We're
help
past
fall asleep.
You when your
oh,
kids
yeah, my
sit
wife.
Up.
My
yes,
wife.
Your wife.
Talking about your wife,
I
honey.
But I like to sleep later than her, so.
What's later? What's your ideal, like, sleep
later? Oh, in a perfect world?
Yeah.
Like 10 or 11 or
okay,
something?
Okay.
He's never heard
I'm not
a
sleeping
word
that.
We've said an intimate
I know.
Issue.
I'm just.
Why?
20 years. How long has Ramona been doing that segment?
Mm. A long time. Yeah.
A long
right.
time.
And you can't, you seem to not.
She
What's
loved
your wife's
in bed, I would
love
do it.
Language? Oh, okay. So you would do it.
If she,
if
told
she,
me
loved,
she
it,
loved it,
you
and
would
it was
do
convenient
it.
For me.
Okay.
I would do
whoa,
it.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
It's
convenient for you. That's not the point.
What's your wife's love language? What's your love language? Language. Do you have one?
I forget what they told me.
who is they?
I think, you know, the people who figure that stuff out, like a therapist and people on the internet. I think it's like acts of service.
Okay,
oh,
acts
okay.
of service.
Hers,
what about your wife?
I think she like wants me to love her and stuff and like look at her and tell her nice things.
Oh,
affirmation.
Affirmation.
Yes.
There you go. Yep.
She
yep.
wants
okay.
me to love her and stuff and look at her.
And I do. I try to make sure I do that. And answer her questions.
Oh.
The other day
Father
she was talking and she was saying,
you know,
something.
Amy, I don't know you. I've never met you, but sister, you are a saint.
She is a saint.
I said
but I
that.
I'm just trying to tell you.
Brigida, I
you are doing
you.
The Lord's work married
right.
to this man.
Better.
I say whenever I meet her, I just know she's going to look like Tessa.
Bless
off
you.
Of,
bless
touched
you.
By an
bless
angel.
You.
She's going to have wings. And I will walk. Because she got to.
She does.
Yeah. When the sun don't even shine.
How about me? I'm putting up with her. Look at me.
Walk with you.
Because this man is over here. I just try to look at her.
Yep. Look at her. Look her in the eye. And try to answer her.
Try stuff. To answer her questions.
The other day I was going, she was talking. I was going, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And she's like, that's all you have? I'm like, what do you want from me? She's like, maybe an extended answer.
Yeah.
Like,
but see, guys are very, you have to ask. What I've learned with my husband, ask for, you know, what it is you want to know.
You want to solve this?
Right.
You just want to be a sounding board?
Well, it's even something as simple as how was your day? Mm-hmm. Like me, I'm going to launch into
how
my
day was.
Yeah. Ruben, it was good.
That's me.
What? Okay.
Sound like my
what else? How did it go? I mean, it was a day.
Yes, it was like, it's like you didn't have nothing that made up this day. There's no bullet points to this PowerPoint
nothing.
Presentation.
No
I'm
funny
looking
stories.
Forward, not backward. Like him, like, hey,
don't give that an excuse.
What you talk about on the show? I don't remember. What
you literally make a list for it every day.
I forget. So I understand what he's saying.
No, I don't. I don't get it. I'm don't excited. Get it.
You have to, I have learned, ask for specifics that you want to know. Ask a question that is going to get you that answer.
And I want her to tell me what my response is supposed to be.
You are hopeless.
No, like what level do you want me on? You want 5, 7, 10? Am I supposed to be excited? Am I supposed to solve this problem? Am I supposed to just
that in itself is annoying because I gotta tell you what level to be on. It's like, damn. Now
I mean she's got enough to keep up with.
Right.
And you're gonna ask her to also remember what level
you
have
to be on.
How engaged, essentially, you need to be.
It's your
conversation.
I just don't know how excited I am about anything. I'm tired, man. I'm tired, man. I'm excited about it, but I just can't put it into words.
I don't understand. Amy, Amy, we need her on this podcast. I just want these questions
answered. Like I said, you are doing the Lord's work,
I'm much better now than I used to be.
Wow. She completes you. That rom-com moment.
Yeah, yeah. Brigitte, thank you for hanging on the podcast. Yeah. We appreciate it. People would have find you on various sources.
I'm Brigitte Mack across all platforms.
There you go. Very
Instagram,
simple.
Facebook, Twitter, Brigitte Mack.
Love it.
Holla at your girl.
Check out the Matt Ramona Facebook page, and we'll talk soon.